Our gospel lesson today is Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12. Hear this word of the Lord for you today. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go also and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, upon the meditations of my mouth and of our hearts. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. So has anything grabbed your attention in a good way lately? Have you had any epiphanies, those aha moments? And have you thought about how it might be God trying to draw you closer, taking you down a new path? In the midst of this crazy pandemic, where have you seen signs of life and light? Where have you seen some hope? Some people call these God sightings, God winks, or God nudges. Some call these things coincidence, but as people of faith, we don't really believe in those because God is the one at work in our lives, not fate. The question is, do we see God? Today is a reminder to really stop and look for God. To think about how God is breaking into our lives and grabbing our attention. It's the day to think about our God sightings. Why? Because today we celebrate Epiphany. Epiphany is January 6th, the 12th and final day of Christmas. It's the day when we celebrate the wise men from the east who went out of their way to find the baby Jesus by following the star. The word epiphany means a sudden appearance, experience, or revelation from God. The epiphany of the wise men was about a brightest star, a sign from God that someone had been born, a savior, a new king of the Jews. It was a star that led those wise men on a journey that would change their lives forever. These men who had paid attention to the skies, these astronomers who had studied and watched and waited, one night saw an awesome, brilliant star, and they knew it was from God. These men were not even Jews. They were men of science, but they knew that this was something spiritual, so they left everything to follow it. They saw the star and didn't label it as coincidence or dumb luck. They knew it was an epiphany. So they left everything and traveled a great distance, bringing their finest gifts to this newborn Savior. I can only imagine the shock of their families as they left. You're going where? To do what? And the shock of Herod and the chief priests when they saw these exotic men from the east come riding into town looking for a new king of the Jews. You are here for whom? When you think about it, what they did took incredible courage. They took a leap of faith that this great star would lead them to something and someone amazing, and indeed it did. The Bible says that the star stopped over the home of Jesus, and when they arrived, they were overwhelmed with joy. That brilliant star led them right to a tiny newborn Savior. So they opened their treasure chest and gave Jesus their finest gifts, gifts fit for a king, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These wise men were able to find Jesus because they were paying attention. They were looking for signs. They studied the skies and they knew when to stop and follow a special star. I wonder, are we paying attention to our lives? When we are looking for stars at night, we can only see them when the sky is dark. So we need to pay attention when our lives are dark, like right now in this pandemic. Now, when you think about it, it makes sense, right? When things are hard and seem dark all around us, that's when we really need a sign from God, isn't it? That's when we usually ask God for help, right? We need this little ray of hope. We need a tiny sliver of light when things are dark all around us. I once asked my husband Ed one time what epiphanies he's had in his life, and one of the biggest was when his dad told him, "Son, I think you need to go back to church." But you know when his dad said this to him? During his divorce, when things were hard and life was dark. Things are pretty dark right now in this pandemic. And with all the hostility and division in our nation, unfortunately, what should be a health crisis is now a political one. So what if we could find epiphanies of hope and light by getting back to the basics as Christians together? We know we are called to care for the most vulnerable in our midst, those who are struggling, those who are sick, those who can't afford to get sick. We are called to love our neighbors and do everything in our power to do so, which means we're taking precautions here out of love. And this time that we're in, we believe we can find light in life, and we can find it as we care for one another, as we reach out in love. It is a dark time, but there's something about the dark times that can really lead us to God, especially when we are in the dark together. Sometimes we don't even know how much we need God until life is dark. I was thinking this week about incredible generosity that has blessed me over the years and how I would have never experienced it without the circumstance of being in need. It was when I didn't have enough to pay bills that someone's unexpected gift in the mail was such a miraculous blessing. It was when my husband left and I had to comfort two little ones that generous gifts of love were transformative to myself and my kids. It was when I walked through illness that the gentleness and compassion of others meant the world to me. It is in the dark that light takes on new meaning and can really bring us hope. And it can really bring us together. So in this dark time, how are we looking for the epiphanies, for the God sightings? Don't those little rays of light take on new meaning now? I find that God can use just about anything to bring light. God can use a star or a song, a book or a conversation or the outdoors. God can even use an illness, a tragedy, or an unexpected opportunity. In my life, I found that God uses all kinds of things to speak to me. Once God used a dream to show me that the end of a trial was near, and when I woke up, I knew that God was telling me to hold on and keep walking towards the light, no matter how far away it might seem. So how is God trying to get your attention? How is God shining a light in your situation? You never know what God might use to move us in a new direction and bring us closer to joy. When we follow the light or the stars that pop up in our lives, something important happens. We're led closer and closer to God, to Jesus. We start to experience gratitude to God. That's what happened with the wise men. They brought gifts of gratitude in the form of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, very expensive treasures of their day. What about us? What time, talent, or resources can we bring to God? We all have something to give. When we pay attention to the God sightings, when we follow the stars that God sends our way, the result is joy. The wise men were overwhelmed with joy because the star led them to Jesus. The same thing can happen to us today. We can follow the light God puts in our lives and find joy. That's the good news of Epiphany. Today I want us to take that good news home with us and think about it all year. Today on this Epiphany celebration, I want to give each of you here a word written on a silver star in honor of the Star of Bethlehem. Now I hope you picked one of these up as you came in. If not, you can get one. They are all faith words, words of inspiration, and each one of them are applicable to every one of us. And if you're watching online, if you're not here in person, you can still get a star. You can contact me or stop by my office, or you can take a faith word that comes to your mind right now and use it. Write it down. It could be any word that draws you closer to God. For instance, faith, grace, prayer, hope, courage, trust. Any word that brings you closer to God. And then I encourage you to reflect on that word all year long. Take it to heart. Believe this word is for you in a new year. Put it somewhere prominent to see every day. Take time to think about it. Look it up in the dictionary. Look up where it's found in the Bible. Allow it to speak to you, even if at times you resist it. Let it remind you of God's presence in your life. Know that it is a gift from God, a gift that will keep on giving to you. It's something you can hold on to in times of trouble. These words are little epiphanies, a light shining in the darkness, a star of hope. They inspire us to keep going and to give back, all out of gratitude for God's gifts. Now let us stop and pray for God to use these words in our lives. Loving God, we acknowledge that we are not always ready to receive your gifts. You have given us these words to bring us closer to you, so help us be open to the gift that you offer. We do not fully understand what this word might mean for our faith, but we receive it in gratitude. And we pray that your Spirit will enable us to live into our word with intention and faithfulness. May we look back on this day a year from now, having learned from this word and this gift. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Friends, may we all follow the star and receive the good news. And for this, all God's people can say together, Amen.